That's us started recording. So this is Alistair Greenhill sitting with Anne Rawlinson on the 29th of January 2014 at her home in North Street, Burwell. So, and perhaps if I could start by asking you just to give your full name and where and when you were born.
I'm Anne Angela Rawlinson, actually, but known as Anne Rawlinson quite locally. And I was born in 1933 and in the village. And I've lived here all my life.
And can I ask you what your earliest memories are of where you lived?
My earliest memories are of the war being announced by an ARP warden cycling along the Ness Road where I lived at the time. And it was just, he was ringing a bell or something to announce that the war had started. That's all I remember about that.
And what about your first home? Where do you remember your first home?
Yes, I lived at that home until I was six, I think it was. And then I moved into North Street, which is near where I live now, and I lived there during the war. We had an air raid shelter in the garden made from, dug earth, and actually my folks are builders, so although it was rather a primitive sort of thing as I remember it, but it served its purpose.
And could you describe the house?
Well, the house is an old house with outside facilities. And I remember we had evacuees, and I just don't know how we managed with only two up and two down with two families and various other people visiting. My father was in the he was a auxiliary firefighter, so he spent several hours in the Fox Public House, was the fire depot then, and garage of the Fox Public House it was actually, and they spent several nights there, and I don't remember much about the bombing, but I do remember the incendiary bombs that were along the railway line in the village. And there was not much damage. I think a few animals were inconvenienced, but that's about it.
Could you perhaps just say, what was the full names of your mother and father?
My father was Bertram Goodchild, who was a builder. And so he was exempt for the war service, and actually worked on the airfields around Meeple and Bosham and that sort of thing. They were both, my mother and father were both born in Burwell, so they had many family around. And in fact, I think there were about 10 aunts and uncles in the village, so at that time we were mostly all related, and it was just a question of visiting everyone, and very, very sort of happy times, I remember it. But now, unfortunately, there are none left, hardly, that, you know, I'm finding it rather lonely.
Oh, dear.
I like to get to remember the memories and to speak to someone who can remember what I can remember, and there's no one to ask. That's the problem.
Did you have brothers and sisters?
No, I didn't. No. I have one or two cousins who are still alive, but I have been talking to them, and that's brings back a few memories of what happened in the wartime. But we didn't have many photographs, so there's really not much to look back on, you know, not to remember what did happen.
Yeah, perhaps before we go into details of the war, Do you remember your grandparents? You
said. Oh yes, my grandparents lived next door. Yes, they lived in this house actually, and we lived there. And they, I say, we were a building family. So my grandfather had a horse and cart which he used for his business, and my father and he built several houses in the village. But I was told that when I was born, my father was working on the university library in Cambridge. I do remember him then building some houses, but of course that was curtailed during the war. So, I remember my father had a motorbike, but I don't know if that was during the war or after the war. But I know he used to pursue his business with a sidecar and carry ladders and things on that, which was highly well, it was convenient, but I'm sure we used to cycle everywhere. That was the basic memory.
Can you remember doing things with your grandparents?
No, I can't really remember. My grandparents seem to be very old, and No, it's my aunts and uncles and my cousins who were really, you know, my contemporaries, and they were just like brothers and sisters, really. But unfortunately, they've all gone now. So,
you were in that house until you were six.
Moved here when we were six until my grandfather died in 1946 when we moved in here. So we were actually living next door during the wartime. And actually there were another cottage in between, and we had an aunt and an uncle living in there during the war, and also they had evacuees, and
and how, what about school? You must have been going to school.
Yes, I guess I went to the school at top of the village, but it was called the St. Mary's School, and I don't remember going up there. I don't know if we cycled or walked every day, but it seems an awful long way, and now it just seems a long way. I guess it didn't then. When I was 11, I went to school at Cambridge, and then we went on the train, so that was even then we used to have to cycle up to the station because that was over a mile, and to get on the train for Cambridge.
Do you remember your first day at school?
Not really. No, not really. No. No, I don't remember much about school at all. I wish I had more mementos, really, but and I wish I'd kept a diary too. That would have been very useful.
Can you remember playing with your friends at school, or what sort of fun things did you do?
Well, I don't remember. I was in the Girl Guides, I know, but I don't know any other activities particularly. That I said it was a family visiting, as far as I remember. It was during the war, everyone locally, living locally, you were involved with the evacuees and their lives. But now, unfortunately, I've forgotten some of their names even.
So you said you had memories of the war being declared?
Yes, I do. Yes, that's all.
And then the evacuees came to stay with you?
They did, yes, yes.
Can you remember the day they arrived?
Not really, no, I can't. I just remember them because I do have some photographs of them, and No, it was a very, well, pleasant experience, really. But I suppose it was to have a friend to play with, and
was it just one? Or was it?
Yes, yeah. one girl. Yes, yes, one girl and her mother. And the mother worked at Burwell House actually as a secretary for Laurie Wallace, who was the bookmaker who lived there at the time, a turf accountant.
So during the war, did you ever help your father? You said your father was...
Well, I remember going to visit him at the fire station.
So what was the fire station his workshop?
No, where they lived, where they stayed for, well, nights, I presume, to be on duty. They were... He was an auxiliary fire service, so he worked during the day, and there was...
So during the day he was still...
Working on the airfields,
still
yes.
Still working as a builder?
Yes, he was, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. And did you ever go to where he was working as a builder?
No. I did sometimes when he was on the house building sites, but not during the war. I remember cycling to Newmarket with my mother for getting into a queue for some sponge cakes. That was our regular treat, I think. And I don't remember much else about rationing.
You said that at age 11 you started going to school in Cambridge.
Cambridge, yes. Mm-hmm.
And what subjects did you do there?
Well, it was a very good education, actually. And we started to learn German, which was, I thought, very forward-thinking. And I've enjoyed it ever since. And actually, my daughter-in-law is German, so that came into very, very handy. And I've visited Germany several times, and that's I went to German classes for many years. But I liked the science subjects at school, and didn't like English an awful lot, so that was a handicap.
Can you remember what you thought you would like to be at that age?
Well, my cousin worked in a laboratory, and I thought that that was what I might do, but I, by default, got into the civil service.
What type of laboratory?
No, I didn't go to a laboratory.
No, you said your cousin
I would have
worked.
Liked to have done, yes, because my cousin worked there, and that sounded, I liked the science subjects, that that was what I thought I might do, but I took the exam to keep, the civil service exam to keep a friend company, and got a job through that. So,
what sort of age was that?
I was 16, or 17, 16 or 17, Yes, so I then went to work for the Ministry of Labour, and until I married, actually.
Can you remember how you got that job? Did you?
Yes, I went through the civil service exam to keep my friend company.
Yeah. Did you then have to go to an interview, or?
That's right. Yes. So you were allocated a job if you had a certain standard, I suppose. And,
oh, so the job was just allocated?
Yes, it was. Yes, no, it might have been anything. Yes, she was in the food office or something like that, or Ministry of something to do with food, but mine was labour exchange. But I quite enjoyed it, and in fact, we had several changes because you were transferred around the village, around the area. And I went to Bury St Edmunds for some time, and Newmarket.
So were you always living here in Burwell?
Yes, but not until when I went to Bury St Edmunds. I had to live there because the road was not as it is today, and couldn't get there every day, so I had to stay in Bury St Edmunds, yes. Yes, which was quite nice. Mm.
Could you perhaps describe a typical day in the employment office at that time?
Yes, we were involved with benefits that people claimed at that time, and especially seasonal workers. We had to go around to interview them sometimes, to Soame and Mildenhall and that sort of thing, yes. But then when I went to Bury St Edmunds, I was working with the youth side, and that was more employment for leaving school leavers. But essentially, I think it was the we had to go to Brooklyn Avenue for a training, and that was a regular occurrence, and made quite a nice change because the rules were always changing.
So you said you worked there until...
Until I was married, actually, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. At 21, I...
Can you tell us a little about your husband, how you met him? what did he do?
He had a garage in the village, actually, here. And his father had a garage, so... I did meet him in Bury St Edmunds, and we were engaged on my 21st and married in August. So,
sorry, you didn't mention his name.
David. Yes. Yes, David. And
so, if his father worked in the village, mm-hmm. Had you known him from childhood?
I had known of him, but not really. I actually knew his sister better because we were in the guides together, and his mother used to teach me first aid, but he was 4 years older than me, so that was a bit, when you're at that age, it's a difference. But I very much enjoyed dancing, and he realised that, and that was his. That was it.
So can you remember the first time he took you dancing?
Oh, yes, yes. Victor Sylvester. Yes. great pleasure that was. Yes, it...
Can you describe where he took you? And
yes, it was in the Athenaeum in Bury St Edmunds. It was when the big band used to, come round to the various towns. And, yes, quite an occasion.
And so did you stop working at that,
yes,
at that point?
Yes, I did, yes. Because we went to live, with his parents, more or less. We had part of their house, and they put an extension on for us. And we lived there for 6 years, until the father sold the garage. And
uh,
by that time we had two children, so.
And they are, their names?
Oh, it's Davina and Robert, yes. Yes.
And so your husband was working in the garage start with,
yes.
And then he went into building?
No, not to first. Pardon me. We lived with the garage. I'm afraid we were looking for somewhere to live, so we had to find a job with a house. And he went as a engineer on the drainage board in Upware, on the pumping engines. Unfortunately, it was the very bad winter that we went in 1963. So it's a very harsh winter, and I didn't really enjoy the experience. And actually, his father died, and so we went to live with his mother, who then moved to Fordham. So but that was only for a short period, and we came back here to live with my folks.
Mm-hmm.
So, we've been here for 60 years, 50 or 60. I've stopped counting, actually. I lost him 14 years ago, unfortunately. And,
so what can you remember of the village at that time? How it looked, the shops and things?
Well, I mean, when my father was alive, my uncle was next door, which was a public house at the Queen's Arms. And so we lived there. My father and mother lived here, and my grandfather lived here. And I've always lived near the family, that's really. Unfortunately, that still exists because my grandson lives next door now. My son lives a bit further. So my granddaughter lives a bit further still, so it suits me well.
So what were the shops and things like at that time?
Well, there were many public houses, of course. In the wartime, there were 11, I decided. I counted them, 11, and I say the deliveries, which surprised me when I tried to think of all the people that delivered things in the village, the milk and the bread and the coal and the lemonade and the oil and that sort of thing, you know. Surprising how things have changed. There were several grocery shops, of course. A fish shop and two or three butchers and a shoe shop and wool shop. Everything, we were self-contained really within the village.
So they'd all be fairly close to where we are just now?
Yes, yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. So would you mainly walk to the shops rather than have...
Yes, oh yes, 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 yes. That was marvellous how we used to get around.
Do you remember the windmill at the museum at all?
Yes, I do. In fact, there was another one in Toys Lane, but I don't remember much about that one. And there's the mineral water works, two mineral water works, of course, in the village.
Sorry, mineral water?
Mineral water, yes.
No, I didn't know about that.
Didn't you? There was Guyot's and Drowford. In fact, the bottles I've got from Garrett's, they were the cone-shaped ones with the not a flat bottom. And I've still got one that's full up. So I'm quite proud of that.
So were they... Was the water was sourced locally?
I guess so, yes. They were bottled with the, you know, marble in the top.
Mm-hmm.
And
so did you ever go up to the windmill when it was operating? Or see it when it was a business?
No, I don't remember much about it. I think the miller, or one mill family, lived not far from here, but no, it was always called Stephen's Mill, as far as I was aware. And no, I can't say I knew much about the workings of it.
Yeah. I see you dropped your list there. Try and pick it up.
That was kind of you. Thank you so much. Oh, yes, I was thinking about the King and Queen when they came to the village. I've made several inquiries to ask when it was. I understand the museum have got a picture of King and the Queen on the boat, but I remember lining the streets to see them come along. And
you said on the boat, so
they went onto a boat on the river. Yes, because we do go, our property goes down to the river, you see, and I don't know if they visited the War Agricultural works or wherever it was down. You know, we had lots of foreign prisoners who worked down for the war ag, we used to call it. And I do remember the threshing machines and that sort of thing, because a little further along, my great uncle had a threshing machine, and I remember, you know, that going there and visiting that sort of, and we also went gleaning because my uncle's had a farm, and we used to go gleaning because we all kept chickens and pig normally, didn't they? I understand they allowed one pig each family in the wartime. But I remember we used to salt the pork, and put it in brine. And
gleaning.
Gleaning, yes, that is a privilege only the sort of relatives of the farmers get. That the farmers allow the family to go and pick up the corn after the shocks have been moved, and that's for the chickens, of course. So that was I didn't like the stubble, but it was a very worthwhile pursuit, apparently, for the chickens anyway, because I remember boiling the potato peelings up for the pigs and pig whatever we had.
So this was on a farm, did you say, of your great-uncle?
No, well, my great-uncle had a threshing right. tackle, but my uncle had a farm, yes. So,
did you go to the farm often?
Yes. Well, I say we visited all the relatives and... very close family at that time, but now they started to move away, and it's a bit sad. Oh, it's the shoe repairers, of course, in the village. I remember visiting them in the wartime. And I remember the soldiers being station at the Grange, which was just a little way from here, on the corner of the next bend, actually. I think it was a rest place or something for soldiers during the war.
Did you talk to them?
No, I can't remember doing so. I don't think I was old enough, really. I don't think I was allowed up to. No. No, I was only, I'll say, six when all started, so.
Have you anything else on your list of reminiscences?
One thing fascinates me is that we used to pay medical insurance before the National Health Service, and I know we used to pay, I don't know if it's once a year or once a month or what it was, but I think it was just I remember paying it to this certain someone in Ness Road, Mr. Merrick Fuller, but I can't remember the amount, but that was something significant that I do remember well. And my parents were churchgoers, so we spent a lot of time at the church, I remember. Going there three times a Sunday, and my grandfather was church warden, and so was my father, and Sunday school and that sort of thing was just taken for granted.
Were there other social activities around the church?
Not that I remember, no. On Sundays we used to go for walks in the meadows, of course, which was very pleasant indeed. In fact, I was born in the parsonage farm, which was surrounded by meadows. But as I say, I moved to Ness Road when I was a year, I think it was. So, don't remember much about that, but I got photographs of the pre-war, and that's...
How about things like holidays? Did you manage to get far from...
No. I remember we had a holiday before the war in Lowestoft. That was about as far as that went. During the war, at the end of the war, we went up to London because we had relatives up there. The aunts had moved to London, and in fact, my grandfather died up in London. We were up there for a family wedding, and that was in 1946. So I do remember that. My grandmother died in 1942. Oh yes, of course, we used to have allotments during the war too. Spent a lot of time on the allotment, I remember.
Was it just you looking after the allotment?
No, not me personally. My father and mother were, but I remember that was a playground, as I called it, and spent a lot of time there.
Did you have allotments later on in yourself?
No, thank you. I'm no gardener.
So you said you've been to Lowestoft.
Yes,
and you've been up to London.
London, that's right, yes. And that was about it, I'm afraid.
So you really have spent all your life in and around Burwell.
Yes. Oh, I've made up for it since, actually. I was lucky my husband liked America, so we've...
Oh, right, so you've...
We had some American friends, and yes, that was very pleasant.
For visits?
Yes, yeah. Indeed, yes. Well, yes.
So when you're, as your children grew up and went on their way, did you help with the building firm? Or
No, my husband was, an engineer actually, but he then started a laundrette in the village in 1973. And after that he... had several more laundrettes and then sold commercial washing machines, and that continued until he died. But
sorry, he was an engineer, so he was working in the garage at
Burwell.
At Burwell,
yes. Then he worked at Upware. Then he. He did help in the building because he had diggers and things like that, drag lines and things. So and a garage, eventually. So that he was. And now my son has carried on. So that's rather nice.
Mm-hmm. So he worked in Upware. That's where he was working.
Drainage pumping station was.
And from there to the laundrettes.
That's right, yes. Oh, right. Well, when we moved back to Burwell, he started the first one in Burwell.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, any other memories of Burwell? Have we exhausted your list?
I think you have, actually. I used to have piano lessons in the village, and I have a photograph here, but I cannot, for the life of me, think when that was taken.
Okay.
The only people, that's my mother there, but the other folks are not particularly.
So it's a photograph of some large meal.
Yes.
It looks a bit big to be a wedding.
Yes, it does, yes. And these people are not sort of family, so... and I don't associate them with the church, so I can't... I'm going to ask some of these people, when I can find them, you know, what they think it is. I know a lot of them are not here anymore. Well, that one just died last week, actually. Oh, and yes, I did actually copy this photograph out of the local book, Burma book. And that's right. Me dressed as an aeroplane, so I guess it's a wartime thing.
It's a very nice photograph. Is that a school class?
No, they. A lot of them were quite younger than me, so I guess it was some celebration at
So, just for the recording, it's a picture of a group of children in fancy dress.
It is, yes.
But it's a sort of formal picture, which looks as if it could be a class or maybe a church group.
I don't think it's even that. Of course, I'm not going to find it, am I? I hadn't seen it until it appeared in this book.
Is that it there? Just
no, it's
oh no,
no. It's that that's the position. Quite interesting. That was my somewhere in the village that's no longer here. That my parents, my great grandparents lived there. So that was quite interesting to me. And in fact, at that time, my great grandparents went off to Canada in 1873.
So would that be a two up, two down that you mentioned?
No, that wouldn't. No, no. No, that those buildings are no longer there. That's the one. Just as a fancy dress victory celebration.
Yeah, taken outside St Mary's School.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's the picture on page 73 of the Burwell A Stroll Through History book.
Yes, that's correct.
By Heather Richardson.
Mm-hmm.
And you're the one on the left with the...
airplane wings.
Airplane wing for a collar. Yeah.
I just remember that. That's... seems strange, really. But...
So can you actually remember...
No, dressing? I can't remember the thing about... I just remember those being rather heavy. The... but, No, I'm always making notes about things, and I'm fascinated with genealogy, so that's my forte these days.
All right. Okay, shall we? We'll leave it there for now, shall we? Mm-hmm.